AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries overnight. The country has rejected a U.S. plan to pause the war in the Middle East and has issued its own plan via state television. On state TV, Iran's foreign minister said the U.S. had been sending messages through other countries and that no negotiations have taken place. But President Trump is insisting that talks are underway with Iranian leaders.
And we're winning another one, I tell you. We're winning so big. Nobody's ever seen anything like we're doing in the Middle East with Iran. And they are negotiating, by the way, and they want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it because they figure they'll be killed by their own people.
The president spoke at a Republican fundraiser last night. In other news, crews have towed away the Air Canada plane that collided with a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday night. Two pilots died in the crash. Canada's prime minister is criticizing Air Canada's CEO after his English-only message of condolence. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Mark Carney says Air Canada CEO Michael Rousseau lacked compassion and judgment. Rousseau delivered a condolence message in English, using only two French words.
Bonjour.
And
merci.
One of the two pilots killed in the crash was a French-speaking Quebecer.
Companies like Air Canada particularly have a responsibility to always communicate in both official languages, regardless of the situation.
The plane collided with a fire truck on the tarmac at LaGuardia. The premier of Quebec is calling on Rousseau to resign. He's also being summoned to testify before the Canadian Parliament's Official Languages Committee. Audio from CTV. I'm Ed Donahue.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Meta and YouTube will have to pay millions in damages to a 20-year-old woman after a jury decided the social media giant and video streamer designed their platforms to hook young users without concern for their well-being. This year's lone unblemished March Madness bracket has come from a young fan in Pennsylvania.
The only person left out of millions who entered men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets in ESPN's competition is an eighth grader from suburban Pittsburgh. His name is Otto Shellhammer, and the 14-year-old is enjoying his one shining moment. He is 48-0 through the first weekend of the women's tournament. He'll try to push it to 56-0 when the Sweet 16 takes place on Friday and Saturday. The record for ESPN's competition is 57-0. The odds of a perfect bracket are steep. Most mathematicians put the number at around 1 in 28 billion. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.